With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. We begin in the courts where O'Neill Troy Duncan Jr. has pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer and tampering with an electronic monitoring device. He appeared from HMP Northward in person at the summary court earlier today to answer the 2024 charges. The court heard that Mr. Duncan has received ongoing treatment while on remand at HMP Northward and has shown progress during that time. As a result, he's been granted bail to reside at a specified address and must report to the police twice a week. He remains on bail pending sentencing later this month. Abby Ann Gale has received a conditional discharge in summary court for 2025 offenses of assaulting police, resisting a police officer, and disorderly conduct. The court ordered that her conditional discharge will remain in place for 1 year. Any breach during that period will result in the matter being brought back before the court for resentencing, with immediate imprisonment likely. The Cayman Islands Coroner's Court will convene for the second sitting of the 2026 session next week. The judiciary had previously announced the dates for the Court of Summary Jurisdiction earlier in the year. The Coroner's Court is scheduled to sit from the 13th to the 17th of June. No list has yet been released indicating which cases will be heard. The schedule is expected to be posted on the Judicial Administration website ahead of the court's sitting on Monday. With a new Parliament Management Amendment Bill coming up at the next sitting, some members of Parliament say equal support on paper can still feel unequal in practice. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
At a community event he was hosting for Georgetown Central residents, MP Kenneth Bryan said the current constituency allowance does not keep up with what it costs to serve his district.
Anything else I do comes out of my salary, or I'll ask for assistance from good angels in the community. So in just like this, I have to pay for it out of my pocket.
He believes the pressure on MPs is not the same in every area.
My constituency has a lot of needs, more than some other ones that are, you know, more middle class and affordable. That can, you know, they don't need anything other than policy advice and direction from a legislative perspective.
The bill would raise the constituency allowance from $5,000 to $6,500 a month for every elected MP to cover rent, utilities, supplies, and basic upkeep. And it would put constituency office managers and assistants on formal contracts with the Parliament Management Commission, where Bryan is expected to sit, which would pay their salaries separately from that $6,500 allowance. But while staffing could vary by role and constituency size, the money itself would not vary by cost or need, meaning MPs in higher need, higher cost districts could still end up paying more out of their own pockets than colleagues elsewhere. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Thank you, Elizabeth. The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism is offering a series of workshops to help accommodation providers and tourism partners strengthen their operations and improve guest experiences. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The workshops are free virtual workshops created for accommodation providers and tourism partners. It's a part of the Department of Tourism's Smarter, Simpler, Stronger initiative designed to provide practical tools that make day-to-day operations more efficient and enhance the guest experience. Based on industry feedback, each workshop focuses on real business challenges, including navigating government procedures, streamlining operations, and improving communication with guests. The schedule includes four workshops running from April through July of 2026. On April 21st, tourism accommodation taxes, how the tax system works, payment methods, and key requirements. Then on May 12th, My EID, accessing digital government services more efficiently. On June 9th, the focus moves to using AI to elevate guest communication and tourism marketing. And on July 7th, tourism accommodation licensing, understanding the full application process. All sessions are free, virtual, and open to all accommodation providers and tourism partners. Participants can register once and select the sessions they wish to attend. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Registration is now open through the Department of Tourism webinar series link. You're listening to Radio Cayman Evening News. The Privy Council has handed down a landmark ruling on ex-trusts, finding their protectors have a wider substantive fiduciary role rather than a narrow supervisory one. In its March 19th judgment, the court held that when a trust instrument requires protector consent but is silent on how that consent is exercised, protectors may use their own independent judgment on trustee decisions, not just check legality. Law firm HSM says trustees, protectors, and settlers should now review existing and new trust deeds, clarifying whether protector powers are narrow or wide, and to keep clear records of all interactions. Cayman is elevating its public health leadership, appointing Caymanian neuropsychiatrist Dr. Mark Paramlal as the country's first deputy chief medical officer. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
The new post, which took effect in March, sits within the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability, and it's meant to boost government's capacity to oversee an increasingly demanding health system. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says the role is about adding depth to the country's medical decision-making at a national level.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer will support key statutory public health responsibilities and contribute to coordination across the health system.
The Deputy CMO carries responsibilities under several pieces of health legislation, from mental health and public health to the regulation of health professionals and pharmacies, and also helps manage Cayman's links with regional and global health bodies. Chief Officer for Health, Environment and Sustainability, Tamara Ebanks, says the creation of the role recognizes just how much the public health brief has expanded.
The creation of the Deputy Chief Medical Officer position reflects the increase in scope and complexity of public health governance and the need to strengthen strategic medical leadership within government.
Dr. Paramlal brings senior clinical and academic experience from the UK and Canada, including work in brain injury rehabilitation and the development of a neuropsychiatry program at Dalhousie University, where he went on to serve in a departmental leadership role.
I've never stopped thinking about home, and every skill I developed, every system I observed, every challenge I worked through, I was always asking how I could apply this here to Cayman.
This appointment is also personal, a deliberate return to the community that launched his career.
This role provides the opportunity to contribute in a practical way.
Dr. Paramlal first worked at the Cayman Islands Hospital as one of the original staff members in the forensic lab before heading overseas for medical training. He will now work alongside Dr. Wolf on national public health priorities under the ministry's strategic plan. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Finally, the Department of Commerce and Investment Cayman BRAC office is set to relocate to Avistar Building Unit 3 in West End, the same location as the General Registry office, effective this Friday, the 10th of April. The new office will operate Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 5, with the business licensing counter open from 9 to 4. To facilitate the move, the current DCI office at the Creek Post Office will close tomorrow, the 9th of April. Members of the public can contact the office at 948-2400 or via email at info@dci.gov.ky. Business licensing applications may also be submitted online at dci.gov.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.